Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 4, Dungeon World, Season 1, Episode 4.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
All right, a couple of notes for this episode. First things first, the recording quality. I know I recorded on my phone. It's not the best, but it'll have to do for now. Secondly, the ranger was unable to speak for a good portion of the evening due to a medical condition. So if you hear us talking for her, that is why that is happening. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. What's up, Z's?
Let's see.
What are you and all your grand cosmic powers going to do? Besides turn into a stick.
Turn into a Yeti and poke the thing with his claw.
Well, the question is, how big is this sewer? Like, would the Yeti, like...
Well, they're walking around.
We've always presumed his Yeti was, like, 7 feet tall-ish.
I'm just going to pick up a rock.
Yeah?
And I'm going to throw it at the trapdoor and see what happens.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, everybody stand back. I'm going to throw a rock at this thing, and you can either tell me not to or not.
No, he's too busy looking at the dead bodies. Yeah. He doesn't notice you're about to do that, and he's too busy meditating.
I'm like, aware of my surroundings, and I'm like, oh, crap.
You're aware enough to be like,
can I just miss?
No, that happens. You said it, and it happened. No roll necessary. No. Throwing a rock at a door does not require a roll.
You don't
succeed.
Miss.
Clang!
You are 5 feet from it. You don't miss.
As you hear the reverberations.
Does this bring the city guard back?
Huh? Hey,
does this bring the city guard back?
Let's go. Depends on how badly people roll in the near future.
Okay. Are we honey badgering it?
Us upstairs. We're getting out of here. Do we hear this big ring? Like gong-like sound?
No, you do not hear that. So, back upstairs,
because
that seems like a great, as Omar
what?
Goes,
what the,
and the Tanya goes,
aww.
Everybody braces, what did you do?
What did you do, Ray?
I'm suggesting we're getting out and let's head back to the surface.
Okay, Omar has the look of GTFO on his face. Back upstairs.
Let's go.
I'm just going to try to discern some realities.
Sounds like a great idea.
I'm sitting there, I'm listening to Seraphine do his spiel.
Seraphine's actually finished. He's okay, come down off the stage. There's no dancing.
I have been during Seraphine's performance. Okay. Anyway, the point is, I'm looking around and...
Sugar goodness.
Getting a 9, so I can ask 1. I don't like my choices.
I was really hoping for
3. Oh, and I can't add my luck now. All right.
Yep, gotta choose luck before you roll.
I know.
Except for Mr. Bad Luck.
What should I be on the lookout for?
Ever since the paladin went over...
You mean in did his gamble spiel?
Yep, and was gambling. Like, the more you look around the crowd, the more you realize that there's a bunch of people that are, like, not gambling. Or not enjoying the show. Like, they're pretending they're enjoying the show, but, like, they're working. They have the look of, like... You know, undercover security guards that are trying to be inconspicuous, but they're horrible at it.
They always keep touching their ear.
Or their nose.
Right.
With that information...
Yes.
I stand up and mosey over to wherever he is and just lean down right next to him and go, "You're being watched."
Okay. Meanwhile, you are heading upstairs.
Yeah.
Just once you get upstairs, he begins leading you towards a series of doors down a hallway, all little private rooms. Once you get inside the private room,
what'd you do if I didn't
you have some grand plan here?
Yes.
To incapacitate your guest or
be incapacitated?
Something. Oh, she could totally called shot because she's totally going to catch him unaware. That is absolutely true.
He opens the door, ushers her in, and...
Oh, I thought I was going to get the pooty tang.
Oh, this poor guy. So...
It's kind of like poisoning everybody in Fate.
Stepping on for a good time.
Oh! You want to spend any luck?
Had nothing to do because she got one measure on it.
Poisoning people, yeah.
I think I've got to count.
You can only spend one.
Well, we don't know if she didn't finish off the pleasuring of and then poison.
One luck.
Nailing it.
So, 8, 9, 10, 11. So,
enjoy everything.
She absolutely nails it on the head shot.
Like a foot away.
Deal your damage, and they can do nothing but stare and drop for a few moments. So basically, do you just want to knock him unconscious and not kill him? I mean, you don't have to roll your damage at this point, but that was your intention, and I'm totally going to let you do that because that was what you were after. So yeah, so he walks in the door, and she just
yep, just the
hilt of the hilt. However, since I can't have you following me either. She drops the poor guy in the room.
Perfect movie for everything.
So she at least,
Princess Bride.
Do you at least pay him?
He didn't do nothing.
Nice done.
So not only
no services rendered, but sir.
All right. So
she stiffed him on the tip.
Why don't you roll me a dex-based defy danger to avoid being noticed up here in creeping race?
Double entendre.
Or you can do charisma-based if you're more confident with that to try and just blend in.
Open door with promise of sexy time. No, hilt to head.
Experience.
Kind of like reports. Bacon.
So what happens?
Okay, so that was a 6.
Turkey bacon is a lie.
Okay. That stuff is good. It's just not bacon. It's
horrible.
It's an entirely terrible. Different thing.
They serve it at the cafeteria every week. It's terrible.
Okay. So, Lanith is trying to avoid detection as she creeps around upstairs. When she does so,
she kicks over
she opens up a door to a room looking to see what's inside. She walks in, this room is directly above the gambling hall, and the entire floor is amazing. It's a magical effect where the entire floor is transparent from this side. Like, you remember being downstairs and it was a regular ceiling, but from up here, this is the security room, and all the security guards are able to look straight down through the floor and see everything happening.
And this room is full of security guards.
Right, speaking of security guards, this room has several of them. And they all look at you like, what the hell are you doing up here?
Yeah.
Back to the others.
Wilson is constitution.
I'm still here.
You are.
We cut. You are done singing, sir.
You are done singing. What would you like to do now? Being that interesting times are afoot.
I am the charming and open one.
You are.
And I'm speaking frankly with people.
Oh, really? What are you going to say to them, frankly?
Frankly.
Well, first of all, who are you walking up to talk?
The weirdo.
You did notice that guy in the crowd.
I did notice him, and he's got something interesting about to happen to him, so...
He does seem that way, so, yeah.
What do you mean, happen to me? I think you mean happening around me.
No, he said to you, very explicitly.
Alright, so how does this work? When you speak frankly with someone, you can ask the player a question from the list below, and they must answer truthfully. Then they may ask you a question from the list. So the bard strikes up a conversation. There is no role involved.
Are you evil?
He has no grounds. What? Do I have to ask him something on the list?
Yep.
Or do I get the list?
You get the list, yeah. As soon as he's done asking you his question, then you get it. And you get it. It's a quid pro quo, doctor.
Are you a bird?
I don't think that's on the list.
Okay.
Who's your daddy?
Whoa.
That kind of is on the list.
Who
does number 2 work for?
Yep, right in that vein.
There he is.
So getting pleasantries out of the way.
Yep.
Right, well, I thought the questions were the pleasantry.
So down to brass tacks.
Do you like this weather?
We're straightforward here, so.
Do you screw that mule outside?
Not directly necessarily, but what is this?
Is that a fine looking dog?
Or what?
What
Galadir, what do you most desire?
Oh shit! I prefer evil things.
And I'm standing around trying, and I'm.
Now that could be what I most desire at the moment.
Mm, No, this is pointing towards your deeper desire.
Your
this is not like,
desire.
I want a Coke because I'm thirsty. This is...
There's no way of counting your way out of this one. You're going to say what you...
Well, no. I guess, okay.
Here's the other thing. Remember, this is not necessarily like him directly asking this question and you answering it in a verbal way. This is through the course of some back and forth exchange. He is able to discern this about you. So, what you do is answer in character, not in character, but as the player, what the truth is for Galadir.
Well, okay. And I guess my deepest, darkest desire right now...
What do you most desire?
For Galadir...
What is your strongest desire, yeah?
Currently,
mm-hmm.
is to prevent the destruction of this thing. Basically, is my deepest and darkest desire right now. That is my all-encompassing focus.
Yep.
So okay.
Right now,
you get kind of the sense from him. So
okay, where am I at?
So they're looking to destroy.
Yep, charming and open.
Uh-huh.
We're looking to destroy something. He's trying to prevent it,
which nobody is aware of.
Wait a second.
Except you now.
Did they sign on to destroy it?
No,
I am the only one who made the promise to destroy it. They didn't know that they were destroying it, did they? When I teleported them...
No, this is true. Without Throndor here to guide said mission...
When I teleported them, I said, we're looking to...
Find
the thing and, you know...
He has sworn to protect the town from the machine. He's going to destroy the machine. When Throndor...
No, if he doesn't have to destroy the machine, he could simply find a way to...
Right, shut it down, permanently disable it.
You know, because the way I read the contract
or
to the GM,
change.
The way I read the contract is it only has to not be destroyed.
That is true.
Because that is exactly what
true.
I wrote.
Death just asked you not to let it be destroyed.
Exactly.
I am also a lawyer. Even change it so that it no longer endangers the town.
Endangers the town, yep.
We haven't even gotten
this
tonight yet.
So, as the lawyer, I am just fighting
right,
my way around.
You guys are just running headlong into it anyway. You're not waiting for tonight. That's why I'm like, the best part is like when Throndor comes back to the safe house and I'm like,
wait, damn it.
Wait, is Alvin waiting for that?
I don't know.
Alvin
is
in there waxing.
Waxing poetically?
Or
maybe they'll be like, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Let's go.
Let's go get him.
Yeah, what do you want to know about this bard who just like came over and started chatting you up?
How do I know that you didn't see me?
Say, how can I get you to help me out with this?
How do I know?
How can I get you to blank
into this room?
I need you to help me with this thing we're working on.
How can he get your character on board with his personal goal of not letting this artifact be destroyed? What would that take for the bard to be interested in that?
Talking money wise or what?
What would it take?
Just story.
As long as it's good,
his
good
area
story.
Of bardic lore is spells and magic.
Oh, how about that? I know something about that. I don't know.
Right.
You tell me.
A wizard.
So, know any ultimate spells?
Ultimate spells? No, but telepathy works really well for me.
Which could be pretty handy for a freaking bard, couldn't it?
Alright, so. Adventuring upstairs, having frank discussions. What are you two doing during that time?
Work.
You gambled some money away,
Work
and then you turn around and like,
where the hell did everybody go?
Well, you did get a whisper in your ear that said,
yeah,
hey.
He said,
I totally confirmed that people are watching.
I'm going to wander around and see, is there something that looks like it leads to the basement, a stairway, a doorway that could lead to a stairway?
Is he discerning realities for that?
Well, there's certainly, you see no ways that go down from here.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that there are, like, the back rooms where they've got, like, the money changing,
the
kitchens
says,
area.
There's always a way to go down.
There's a coat room. You've seen a couple of patrons even go through one door
chocolate.
That heads to the back.
I'm going to walk back there.
They seem to be rather self-assured, and they're walking back there.
I'm just walking back there.
I've seen other patrons go back there. I'm gonna
I think you're gonna roll me a charisma-based defy danger because you're just gonna totally act like you belong there. Is what it sounds like to me.
What? What do you mean I don't belong there? Anyhow.
Well, no, not really.
I'm not a platinum card member.
I'm looking around. Obviously, there are other patrons that are allowed back there, so I'm not going anywhere where I'm not supposed to at this point.
That you're aware of, right?
If they ask, I'm looking for the loo.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So play it cool. Roll me that. That would
be a parlay roll as well.
The loo.
Yeah. We'll see how the charisma based defy danger goes.
The loo's not here.
Do they know what a water closet is in this world?
You head back through the door, and you end up. So you can see. Back here in the service area, there's a stairwell that goes upstairs. But none that go down. And you see where one of the other patrons went into, like, a side room off to the left. And you walk into that side room, and it's like the private table for the poker group.
Oh, okay. My bad.
So what you have no
My mind. Bad. I was looking for the bathroom.
Okay, you're cool. With a 10 plus, you're cool.
Is there one downstairs?
No, I just shut the door and went on the private poker room.
Discern realities at the staircase, looking for Lanneth.
Yep.
So
having seen Lanneth head upstairs, we're sort of trying to keep an eye on her as she heads up.
Nope.
Or not.
No, I do nothing.
Oh, you have wisdom though.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, discern realities, right? 5, 6, 7.
6, 7. That's one.
So,
you get experience.
My plan is.
Okay.
What?
Which may incentivize you to do things.
Is your favorite?
On purpose.
It works.
That would be the reason for you to charge into combat with your rapier. No, not with your rapier, because that's precise. You get to roll dex for that. That would give you a thing to like pick up a stick and try and hit somebody with it. Or
it gives you enough incentive to go to a.
What should I be on? What should I be on the lookout for?
You thought you heard her kind of like yell in surprise, like oh. You thought you heard a kind of a start, and it kind of came from. It didn't come from like the area where she initially went. It came from kind of farther over, almost like right above your head, almost. Weird.
Did I hear that? I'm at the base of the stairs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. Right. Well, no. You're in the back room by the stairs.
Right.
You're not out in the gambling hall.
Totally
you're,
different.
You're in a stairs. Actually, but no. But he's right, because. Yeah, you actually hear it louder than he does.
Because it connects, and it's not in the gaming hall. Got it.
Yep, and you don't have the din, so... Yes, absolutely, because of your role, you both hear it. Congratulations. You got a twofer. Not only are you bringing the cavalry, you're bringing it double!
So at this point...
And a paladin.
So at this point, what is Wesley going to do with that information before we...
Scamper
shift,
up the stairs.
Shift focus.
Do it.
Find a hooker.
Up the stairs. Forget the hooker. Just go.
Find the hooker. I'll find one when I get
Question.
There. Yeah.
We're talking. Do I still have an awareness of my surroundings?
Sure.
Because, I mean, Bard being in place, you know, kind of keep a natural eye on things.
Yeah. What are you hoping to?
It's nothing big. I just notice him by the stairs, and if he does anything within the next few.
If you may have a chance to notice him go running up the stairs.
Well, at this point... I'm just like, what's a Scorn want me to do?
He wants him to sacrifice the bard.
No,
him to sacrifice
the guy that got pumped on the
head. There's an unconscious dude upstairs just waiting for it.
Scorn.
So at this point, I want to see something. Wow. I'm going for guidance, is what it is.
Oh, no.
I call upon the guidance of Scorn the Shorn.
By killing an unconscious prostitute.
He's going to kill a prostitute and get everyone in the group freaking deep.
Let's be honest. If he petitions his deity according to the precepts of his religion, he is granted some useful knowledge or boon related to the deity's domain.
You see, there's really only two things that prostitutes are good for. If he's going to kill one.
God, we're all horrible people. Okay. Moving on. So, what are you doing, Wesley? Talk to me.
Well, So this symbol appears. My deity symbol here.
Okay.
Appears. I haven't really thought of the symbol, but it points up the stairs, and it kind of. I think of the Donnie Darko little.
Oh yeah.
So it walks me.
I was like, we had this conversation earlier.
So I walk up the stairs, and it leads me to the first room with this. Emery?
Yeah, Emery. You find Emery laying on the ground in a small private room.
He's got a thump on his head.
I just go in the room and I shut the door.
Oh, God! Okay!
Give me that leg, boy!
I will get you a boon, sir. Oh. You're a horrible black people. God, that is.
Oh crap! Okay, so wait. I'm like,
he's the source of our dead bodies in the sewer. And you know it.
And you guys are blaming me.
I don't have time to.
I think it's you too.
No, you don't have suspicious of me. You can do the blind guy.
I'm even suspicious of him.
Okay,
what about me? I'm the one who's stealthy as crap. You never know where I'm.
I have never met you until today. I've known Cypress for a long time. Don't trust
it would have been enjoyable to use my speak with the dead power here.
You could still do that next.
He's not dead.
Oh, you don't have that one.
But
Emery
isn't dead.
He's now dead.
Do it.
And then that door went closed. Yeah, it's a done deal.
I have to spend an hour with my communing.
So you're in there.
I don't have time for it.
So as the camera pans up, you see Wesley go upstairs looking for Lanith. He opens the door and he sees the guy laying on the ground. And you see the door
exactly
shut.
What I mean.
So let's smash over the Hadrian.
It's not what you think.
That might is far, far worse.
Engage sexy time.
So bad.
That sounded like Lanith. And I'm charging up the stairs.
Of course you are.
So at this point, we notice people have gone.
He was in the back room, so he was already gone.
But you notice him gone.
Yes, you certainly do.
That's nice.
So I come
charging up the stairs. You see...
As stealthily as possible. Obviously, I'm trying not to attract attention to myself.
Sure, Mr. If you want to catch them off guard, then roll me a dex-based Defy Danger.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, there'd be no point in that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get a 7.
See if you can turn off some bad luck and run up the stairs.
9-8.
Oh, you were so close. If only you had a penalty from something, huh?
He has to roll exactly 7.
-1.
I know, but I need one more.
Oh, yeah.
He has to roll exactly 7?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was plus 7 to 8.
After modifiers, he's got
his bad luck is only discharged if he has a result that is a 7, that -1 will then turn into a 6-.
Okay.
Because otherwise a -1 on an 8 does nothing. Right. It turns it from 8 to a 7.
It does
nothing. Right, so it has to be something that will be consequential. So the next time he nearly succeeds, he will nearly fail instead.
No, he will epically fail.
He will epically fail.
Okay, so
amazing.
That's Defy Danger.
So worse outcome or a hard bargain?
So I'm charging up the steps as quietly as possible, trying to sneak up on them.
Right. And so...
Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. Damn it, I dropped my sword. Ka-ching, ka-ching. Damn it,
I set the carpet on fire. You catch them off guard. Like, you achieve your goal.
Oh, I thought he was going to saw it when he hit the top step.
Not yet.
Let's not de-protagonize him quite so badly.
That's a nice way of putting it.
So, let's say you get to the top of the stairs...
Want to play some 3-card Monty? Anybody?
But you charge in, you kind of charge, you see Lanith, and you see a couple of guys kind of like about ready to sort of start menacing her. And as you like charge in, like, hey! And then you realize there's two guys that were like right on the other side of the door that you didn't notice as you came through. So now there's guys both behind you and in front of you.
Ah, sea turtles!
Right. You are in a slight disadvantage. And at the exclamation of sea turtles, we go back downstairs to the gong show.
We're on our way out of the sewers, at least.
Oh, my lord.
Oh,
we're with the result. I threw a rock.
So you're going to start running through the labyrinth as fast as possible.
We have the map. We made a map.
So you're going to stop and consult the map then?
Well, we marked down on places where the tomb was with the dead bodies and stuff.
On your map?
Yeah, we kept track of
it. So you're going to stop and consult the map instead of running?
We're not running out of the way.
So you're not fleeing at top speed. So you're going to turn around, it's not just blind, crazy. That's what I was asking. Okay. So you do not get far when you hear...
Oh!
God damn it. Multiple howls. But there's something unearthly about the...
Can I understand what it's saying?
You know immediately... Being a devotee of the wolf god, that these are not natural wolves. These are not werewolves. These are not wolves of this earth.
Oh.
These are wolves of the dead.
Are these vampiric wolves?
Vampiric werewolves.
I don't know. Maybe he could spout some lore to give you some more information.
Okay, let's try it.
Right off the top of the bat, that these are not anything natural.
Eight.
You know they are more connected with the black gates of death. These are like wolves of death. No, they're worse.
I know death. He and I.
Me and death. We go way back.
Like this.
Okay. So
can I tell which direction they're coming from?
They're coming from the door that you just gone.
That I just gone.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. We need to run. Let's go.
Like, the door has opened, and the hounds have been set loose upon the intruders that are obviously outside their back door.
Oh, the door opened, huh?
The door
opened long enough to let the wolves out, at least, you know. It might be shut again by the time you get back there or get through the wolves. Unless you really do some...
Can I turn into a wolf and communicate with him?
You could certainly give it a try.
Okay.
Did Sharon Tate communicate with Charles Manson's followers?
I will not be the only person with a pact with death.
If I understand what they're saying and I understand where they're coming from, I can probably speak with them.
God!
It's worth a shot.
Don't worry. You said it. You're doing it. Roll it.
That's right. You said it. It's 2-6.
No,
he gets bonuses.
7.
Yeah.
Too bad he doesn't have some bad luck. All right, so
I gotta hold the 2.
7 and 9. You hold 2. You transform into a wolf. So you're gonna turn around and try and have a wolfly conversation.
Yeah, I'm gonna say they're over there, and I'm gonna point him in the direction of that one turn.
He's gonna turn his nose
this
that
way. Because we're right here. I'm going to send them that way, and we're going to go into this portion.
Okay, so you're going to try and set those wolves onto the city guards?
Yeah.
Is your plan?
Yes.
Okay. The question is, what are you two doing while, like Captain Wolfman, like, just transformed, and you're like, what do you do?
I'm going back around.
You can hear the wolves coming.
I'm getting back around a corner.
Okay, so you're going to try and get out of sight.
Yeah.
So I think you need to roll me a dex-based Defy Danger to GTFO.
Since they wouldn't smell...
That's a 10 for me.
Is the sewer. It's pretty confusing down there. So that's a 10 for you.
Yeah.
So you are golden. You vanish like a ninja. Oh, yeah. Speaking of ninjas.
I'm going to get my
99 problems.
Kusaragama out because it's bonused with the forceful stuff, and I'm going to get ready to attack the wolves because I have a feeling I could take them.
Even better! The thief goes and hides. The ninja is like, bring it! What?
Hell werewolves?
Okay, so
hellhound.
Around the corner comes... How many is the question? How
43.
Many?
I don't know, how bad Ronin. Was his roll?
47.
It was right on the border of
47, Ronin.
Right on the border of crap.
Massive hounds. There's 4 of them.
Oh,
They're not bad.
Want to do some of that ninja disappearance shit.
So, as 4 hellhounds come tearing around, not hellhounds, they're 4 shadow wolves, come tearing around the corner, and they are coming for you, and they are going to eat you.
Here's your fight.
Even though he's talking to them?
He's like attempting to talk to them.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
You want to read that book?
I don't even think I can do a parlay, because you have no... You have no leverage on them.
they have no reason to want to talk.
Right, there's no...
What if I did a spot lore? Because I could tell them that something's over there. I mean, it's kind of like telling...
Yeah, but you're there, and you're not supposed to be there, and they know you're not supposed to be there. And they are intelligent.
They're not dumb, dead things.
Oh, and there's a ninja standing next to you who's going, "Bring it, Wolfie!" So...
Fine, I'll stand my... Can I stand my ground and defend?
You absolutely can.
Okay, so I'll defend.
All right. So you're going to try and protect the ninja?
Yeah.
or yourself?
Both, yeah.
Both,
I guess.
All of the above? Yeah.
Okay, I am so defending this portion of sewer. It is
go
mine.
Ahead, go ahead and roll your defense.
This is my sewer.
So, oh, defense with my constitution or strength?
Constitution.
Yep. So, yeah, nine. So it'd be, yeah, nine.
So you hold one?
Yeah, hold one.
Okay. As soon as they come around the corner, you know, you sort of begin to sort of mentally formulate this plan of trying to, like, talk to them, and the look in their eyes, you just realize right away that that is not happening. They are... too smart for that, and there's you have no, like, if you had a fresh piece of meat that you could throw, maybe, but no, they're too smart for that. Like, they're intelligent, they're not dumb dogs.
What
so.
Happened to that dwarf?
what did happen to the dwarf?
Oh yeah, Valen was supposed to be with you guys. The hell happened to him?
He's been following along mute, I guess. I mean,
he's
been
him out. Or he got lost. That's what I was thinking.
Nobody tosses a dwarf.
Well, I do.
Sacrifice the dwarf.
Yeah. That wow, damn it. Okay, so you bring up a very good question. Well, no, the question is, you guys were going out to look for a way in the basement. Did he even come with you, or is he still back at the safe house waiting for you guys to come back so you can attack that night?
Yeah,
like, you guys were just going to scout it. Like, you weren't planning on going anywhere.
We'll go with that.
Right, like, he's just sitting back in the safe house.
All right, good.
Wonder what them guys are doing.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, why wouldn't he have gone? Oh, yeah, because you guys were like, we're just going to go scope out the sewers real quick and come back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, really sure. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going down there.
Oh,
Dalmar. I'm behind so, me. All right, so you've got a defense up. The wolves are charging in. What are you going to do?
I'm going to use my forceful
Kasurigama to attempt to knock them back.
Wait, hit two of them into the other two.
Roll it.
Okay.
Roll your hack and slash.
Nails.
Nine plus.
No, it's nine plus whatever hack and slash.
Hack and slash is
zero.
Strength. Yeah, so that's zero. Zero. So that's
okay,
a nine.
So on a nine, what happens on a hack and slash on 7 through 9?
You deal your damage to the enemy, and the enemy makes an attack against you.
Okay. So, you are going to roll your D8 is your damage die.
Okay. 4.
So, you deal 4 damage to one of the wolves. That thing doesn't have any sort of piercing or anything, does it?
It's got the forceful.
Okay, it has forceful. The forceful. Okay, so you take one of them. So, 1, 2, 3,
just drub the ever-living
4.
Crap out of it.
So, that one takes how much damage again? 4?
4.
So it takes 3 damage, because it has a preternaturally tough hide. Yep. However, you all with the forceful tag, you also sort of send it flying, and it is unable to get its jaws on you. However, the other 3 you are not so lucky about. 9 damage.
So I'm defending.
Oh yeah, so he has a defend. So you can choose.
So in this wait.
He has a defend, which means he might mitigate the damage for you, or
what a guy,
or redirect, or he may say, "Yeah, you should have left. you should have ninja vanished when you had the chance."
I'm gonna deal damage to the attacker equal to my level, which is 4.
Okay, so you deal 4 damage.
3 damage.
That's 4.
Oh, I suppose. But armor. I don't know that that would. The armor.
That's, would block. That I have a debate about whether that would bypass armor. I don't think it would. Like, that seems like. It seems like one of those things
you're
like
whapping it with the shield or whatever you're defending.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. It's not that. Right, it's meant to be just sort of a minor.
Wait, are there giants over there?
Minor pop of an attack. So, but it'd still be 3 damage. And that would be to another one, not the one that he forcefully knocked away.
Yeah, one blocker, right? So one of each?
No, no, it's just one to one of them.
Okay.
Unless I roll three damage rolls on him.
Alright.
So, we're sort of treating them as a group.
So he still takes the damage.
Right, so now you can go ahead and take your damage. So, 9 damage minus 1 from your armor.
So I take 8 damage?
Makes it 8, yep. Right, yep, so you always subtract your armor from your damage. 3. What can you do with your...
I meant 13.
Well, I was like 20, you still have 23. You're a meatball. So the real question is, what can you do with your ninjutsu?
My ninjutsu allows me to climb on nothing, or replacement technique, or transformation technique. So I can disguise myself as another person, or... defy danger by switching places with an object in an instant.
Right, so like instead of getting bitten by that thing, you could have it bite one of the other wolves. Like by spending a ninjutsu.
Okay.
So, FYI, you have defensive capabilities built into your ninjutsu.
Yeah, so it's one ninjutsu and roll dexterity.
Right, so would you like to do that instead of taking the 9 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would, because I might
hit later. Right, because 9 damage was a pretty hefty hit, so if you were going to use some cool ninja trick, now would be a great time. Just saying.
Alright, so I spend one ninjutsu, then I roll.
Yep, follow the directions on your sheet.
Totally nailed it.
Well,
13 total.
I am the ninja. Alright, so what is ninja? Read me the results, because I don't...
On a 10 plus, you leave a clone behind to take the hit for you. Take plus 1 forward against your baffled enemies.
Okay, so they come biting in, and suddenly that's when you realize that was like a piece of cardboard, like it was like a piece of muck or something that just standing there, like that wasn't even the ninja. Like, you're not even sure why you thought that was the ninja. You were totally trying to protect him, and then you look up and you're like, it's not even him, what the? So you get plus 1 forward against the enemy. So yeah, so as suddenly you're behind the wolf.
Fall down, Goku.
Alright, so as the melee has been joined, Omar, do you have any intention of going back? Or are you just going to stay?
He just out of
here. You can do it.
Just
still got the map.
Right, are you going to be like, let's see if we make a left and...
You got this, guys?
All right. You good? Okay. I'll be right here.
I'll be over by the entrance to the sewer.
I will... All
right. I mean... You're not jumping in Ned, because I need his... He's right behind the wolf and stuff's happening, but I just sort of, in general, need to know if you're coming in or not.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so it is your intention to return to the fight.
Great.
Got that. All right, so first, let's see some ninja-y action, because that was kind of badass ninjutsu-ing your way out of getting your ass bit. So.
And so you hack and slash.
Yeah, are you hack and slash?
Right. Again? Okay.
I guess.
Well, is that not what he would do right now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he okay. That was with his Kusarigami. Like, he could pull out his katana if he wants.
Yeah,
he could do some other crazy crap. I don't know. He's a freaking ninja.
I am
do
going,
anything.
I'm going to pull out my katana.
Okay. Then he gets to use his dex to hack and slash. Ooh, with nice. His katana.
Yeah.
That's better.
It doesn't have the forceful tag, but...
It's got a... it's a plus 2 dex. I like
and it's,
my
and it's And it's plus 1 piercing, so it'll bypass the armor.
I believe
the,
it's piercing.
I think it's what he picked, right? Oh, no, he added the forceful tag.
Yeah, there's nothing on the...
Close precise.
It's precise. That's why he gets to roll the dex.
Yeah.
So. Alright, so...
Okay, but still.
9 plus 2 is 11.
Okay, so that means you get to roll your damage and
never
not get hit.
You're just never gonna level up.
I know. You gotta suck at more stuff. Out more lore.
6.
Okay, so are you attacking the one that... Right, so obviously the one that he bitch-slapped in the face. So... And that kill it. You as you appear behind it, it's like...
One down, three to go. Let's
head
get in there, buddy. Come on.
Head is removed as you wrap the chain around your waist. And it sort of fastens as you... With one hand.
Well, you got your... I still got one action left. So.
Coming around. So, all right, Omar.
Then I turn back into a human.
Yeah. I'm gonna load up an arrow, come around the corner, and hit one of the other.
Well, you haven't spent any of your hold yet.
I thought that's what I did when I defended.
No. Okay. So here's the deal. Little clarification. We've been kind of doing this wrong a little bit. Defend is something that you could have done as a person or as a wolf. The only time you use up your hold is when you're doing something that would have been. That is only possible because of the shape you're in.
Me talking.
You like wolf. Okay? You talking to the wolves? That would have been if I'd let you even roll it. That would have been it. Or although, don't you do that naturally anyway?
only have one XP.
As a wolf?
No, it just says I'm unable to understand it.
I only have one XP.
The creatures of the language
that are, happened to me.
Or wild are first language. To you.
And now
I can understand any animal.
Three.
Yeah.
I can understand.
How much XP? I'm only part
wolf. Okay,
unless
so
I'm in their form.
How much
right,
XP
you can
do
understand
them,
but okay.
So you need seven.
Did you let me talk to them? No, no, that's what I said. Like, I didn't even let you do that, so that didn't spend a hold either. So you still got two hold. Like, attacking using their natural weapons, you know, like if you go to bite somebody, that's going to use a hold because
I need one more.
You're using the weapons of the animal.
No, I got to get five.
Okay, but yeah, defending, discerning realities, things like that, you know, unless, like, you're discerning realities in order to use the wolf's sense, you know, discerning realities in a way that only a wolf could, then yes. If you're just looking around, then no. So. So yeah, so you still got your two holds. So let's see. What does Omar do now?
Well, in the corner, I'm gonna shoot an arrow at one of the wolves that isn't hurt yet.
Volley.
Nope. That's a three, five. Oh, five.
That's an experience.
No, that's
point.
A six. Dexterity, so six.
Yeah, you're almost without fail when it comes to shooting arrows.
Almost, except for when I roll three.
Yeah,
three or two.
Hell, I could roll a one, and that one just could have disappeared into the other.
Hey! You! What are you doing down here?
I'm gonna throw this rock at this door! It'll be okay, guys. Hey, these wolves might actually get distracted by the guards.
Now that's not so lucky. So, Aziz! There's wolves, there's ninjas, it's craziness, and there's this arrow flying in and you heard voices. Sure, that can't be anything ominous.
Ninjas meditating, dudes staring at God knows what. I'll throw a rock at the door.
Best moment of the night. Throw a rock at it.
Some people discern realities, I throw rocks.
Discern realities via rock throw.
Look. What happened?
Hey, he drew out some of the guards from inside.
Completely.
Yeah,
I got the door.
I got the door open.
If it's even open, can we see the door from where we're at? Is it still open?
Well, that's a good question. Is the door still open? If so, is
this in reality?
No, you already said that you ran down the side tunnel. So
yeah, so we're right here next to the entrance.
I don't think you guys are still within view of the door.
Okay.
I think you've gone around at least one corner, so you're not.
I'm gonna discern realities.
Because that would be bad, maybe, if there were guys watching from the door, because they might just send more.
Yeah.
Four, five, six?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he discerning? Does this wolfly discern
realities?
There's
a fail.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So,
I'm just trying to decide what to do to you now.
It doesn't say something bad happens.
Something always happens bad when you roll a six. That's my job. All right, I'm actually going to have to look at the list of DM moves because I'm running out of ideas to F you over.
List of things I can screw people with.
Yes, yes.
Actually what it's listed as.
Hey, I might level up this. No, I won't. Darn it.
I definitely won't.
No, not the way you're rolling those dice.
I'm on a lucky ninja streak.
Well, are we sure that
it's
because
he's keeping the
down?
He's just right. He's letting
huh?
the weight.
Are we sure the engine has shut down? He's been doing really well.
Okay,
it's all about the meditation.
I need to see your sheet.
It's not shut down. People are trying to destroy it. It's just running.
Oh well, never mind.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, you know, making the house lucky, not everybody else. You're what?
What is that?
What is the vial of nettlegrow?
Vial of nettlegrow.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
Sounds like some kind of thorny stuff.
I think it's the ring.
Oh no!
Oh no!
The ring.
Oh, he's still.
Yeah, but he's a wolf. He's a wolf. I can't, like, all of his stuff is transformed into his body. I can't just have him drop the ring and lose it in the muck. Like, yeah, that was totally gonna happen. But.
Don't change back. Don't change back. He doesn't have a choice after next turn.
No, I haven't used my two holds.
We were doing it wrong. He's got to actually do stuff that he needs to be a wolf to do in order to use up that hold. So. No, I think in this case you're discerning realities and...
Come on, blank.
God.
No, it was a vial of melted snow.
Melted snow, okay.
Because it's my you know.
That makes more sense.
Melted snow. I'm sorry, I have really crappy writing, so. The melted snow is my token from my land. That's what it is.
Okay, you hear off in the distance sound of grating metal. Like.
Sounds more like stone.
And then water.
Oh, they're
flowing
flushing.
Water.
It's gonna get really interesting. Narwhal!
Gotcha, narwhal! Okay, narwhal. So, as interesting as the downstairs is, we kind of should go back upstairs and see what's happening.
That's awesome! You could be a narwhal! Okay, so I'm interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, so, you, room full of guards. You, other side of room full of guards.
Him. Sacrificing.
He's busy for the moment.
I'm busy.
He's reading the entrails. I gotta figure out what to give him for a boon or information.
No, nothing going on.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping?
No, go away. I'm busy.
If you ask to fluff my pillow, I swear to God.
Are you gonna try and, like, get out of the way? Get back far enough that you could get your bow out, or.
You just find the room completely wrapped in serene. Dexter style.
See, I haven't watched any Dexter yet.
I haven't really either. I just hear how he does the deed.
If you could get out the window to, like, a tree.
These dice are not fixed.
There's a tree outside.
No, I know they're not, because they used to be used at my casino.
So, I'd say if you make a dex-based defy danger to jump out the window into a tree,
still,
you might be able to avoid detection.
I know the dice aren't fixed.
Well, you never know.
And yet, he rolls like a rock star. He's got the new guy curse.
No, let's see. I don't know. Maybe he's got.
Spurfery.
Because she rolls like a rock star all the time.
She crits more than anybody other.
Five.
Spurfery.
But I know.
So that's a 5, 6, 7, I think.
Burfery.
That's another 10. Yeah. I can't get anything lower than an 8.
So 6, 7 on a defy danger.
I did once.
So I get to give you.
Oh yeah. One time I did.
One time.
A worse outcome, a hard bargain, or an ugly choice. So,
wait. Why do you gain experience from getting crap?
Because you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah,
because
you did something bad.
Yeah, you learn from mistakes. You don't learn by succeeding.
When I fail on Destiny's spell, did I lose that spell for the day?
Nope.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
Well,
you just fail.
No.
No, you only lose the spell on a 7 to 9, possibly. Yeah, she's
unless
jumping out the window.
Unless you're willing to take more.
So here's the deal. I think you're going to make it to the tree.
What's going on?
But you're going to take a d6 of damage from Glynis.
Sick of city.
Well, that's not too terrible. I thought you were going to ever fall.
Are you at the point where we're going to honey badger right now?
So that's 3 damage. You've got.
I thought about it.
1 armor, so you take 2 damage.
Pretty much. Just jumped out a window into a tree.
Yep.
Leaving you in a room full of guards.
Full of guards.
That is exactly what
guards are there.
That's a good question.
At least
guards
are there. I would say there's two there, and then...
I think there was 3 menacing her, and then there's the 2 behind you that you didn't see, so I think there's 5.
Okay.
Seems fair.
Are you yelling or anything?
No.
9.
Okay.
No.
So,
do I hear a ruckus?
You will.
Well, you just heard a freaking window shatter.
Did we actually hear that? That's far away. There's din in the room. Did we hear it?
Seems reasonable. You might have heard it.
But
never mind. This is going to be the shortest fight in history. I forgot. Oh, they're going to be so disappointed. This is going to be awesome. Oh.
Burfery.
I can't believe you forgot.
No.
Seems like you bought a butter knife to cut your steak, boy.
Okay, so I need you to roll me a hack and slash.
Oh wait,
because you're gonna walk into the room, and they're all gonna turn around, and you're gonna wait.
No, that's not what I'm gonna do.
All right,
I walk into the room and I see her dive out the window.
Whispering to your dog.
Okay, and I look around, and now I see 5 guards.
Yep.
2 of whom are behind me.
Huh?
I have to leave.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Shoot.
Yeah.
All right, so
Ninja
just suddenly vanished.
Ninja vanished.
Honestly,
every person.
All right, so here.
Ninja kicked the damn rabbit.
I got the wolf and the other ones over there, and so I see something, and so I vanish without a word.
Back to the dwarf.
Freaking Cypress is always doing
that. Yep. All right, so let me write this down quick.
Cypress, back to dwarf.
So should I keep this?
Leave that with me, because I just keep all of the game stuff for everybody together. So
okay.
I'm going to mark down, I'm going to presume, so let's quick do...
He did this, for sure.
You totally avoided detection or infiltrated a location, so you get an XP for that. And then when everybody goes through and does the end of session move, I'm pretty sure we're all going to get like 3 XP from that too. I don't have it on here.
Did we learn something new and important?
Yeah.
No, yes. No, did we overcome a notable monster? Everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we loot a memorable treasure?
No.
I'm not sure if him convincing that guy to give him the amulet fits loot a memorable treasure.
And the night is not over yet, so
yeah.
So there might be another XP coming to you yet. So just go ahead and set that there, and we'll collect it at the end of the evening. But it has been wonderful having you here.
Okay,
yeah, feel free to join again.
Yeah, I will most definitely try to come whenever you have it next.
Okay, and if you feel like you want to join in our other campaign, because we've been flopping back and forth,
that was a little R-rated.
That was. Not a little R-rated, it's a lot R-rated.
Where am I when you guys do that?
Thumble on Tondra, Jim. Thumble on Tondra.
You need a ride or something?
No,
or?
I can just walk. It's only a couple blocks.
It is true. So,
nice meeting you.
All right, have a wonderful evening, sir.
See ya.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Sparkly.
Promises were not a bad influence.
That's why he has to go home.
Yeah, no, or that whole curfew thing.
Why are you sending your aircraft into my airspace?
Hadrian is now in a room with 5 guards.
He is in a room with 5 guards.
And out the window.
At least it's not the dog.
Yep. I look around.
How old was he?
There's a lot of paying customers downstairs. Yeah. You probably should lock the door so you don't disturb them.
The guys laugh as they close the doors and lock them. And they all pull out their swords.
And I attack.
Of course you do.
And I attack.
What do you mean?
Hadrian!
Don't laugh, baby.
Man, if I would have known he was there,
there's water. 8.
Marble.
8, not 7. Ninja just was weaker.
Wouldn't have really mattered. Isn't he impervious to all their attacks?
No, he can still get a 6-minus, and I can still do other
I can trip.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my dice.
Or other bad things could start happening.
Yeah, like, more people come in with, like, crossbows.
Yeah.
Or the wizard could show up.
So, anyway. So
no, they're wizard.
Oh, they're wizard.
Right. So, that would on a hack and slash, you hit them and they hit you.
That would just ensue to horrible things happening to
the entire group. So that's perfect. Roll your damage against them.
And I'm rolling 8, right?
You want to roll D10s. 7.
Oh, D10.
Yes,
you
want.
Oh, I love that.
You want to roll 7.
Am I rolling individually on all 5 of them?
No, you get to roll once for one of them.
7.
So,
you
kill one.
Okay. And
as you kill one, all the rest of them stab. And it's like, dink, 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 dink. And they're all like,
what?
And in a moment of hesitation,
I attack again.
Of course you do.
7?
6.
Plus 1?
No, it's a 7. Minus 1.
No. 5. 7.
Oh!
6. Epic fail.
You have discharged your bad luck.
Yay!
I haven't even used my good luck yet.
So
now there's 4 of them.
And well, for now, there's 4 of them.
There's 4 of them and...
4 of them plus the ghost guy from before.
Easy tiger. Don't help him.
Oh, yeah, don't help him.
Oh.
I've learned that
rule. The only person you've been helping him is him, because I hosed you over. And I said something like, oh, good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm of a chaotic nature.
That's true.
A side door opens, and a guy comes out of it.
Was he in the bathroom?
No, he's in the tiny office.
I didn't know he was in the train yard.
He comes walking out. And you immediately know.
No.
That'd you did talk about teleportation devices. Maybe it's a face.
He has... There seems to be, like, a cloak wrapped around, like, every inch of his body is covered in cloth.
He's a leper.
And his face has a hood down low as you see his teeth.
Oh, I got a freaking vampire.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
What do I got for undead?
I bet he's evil.
Nothing?
Yeah, and you know instantly that that is an evil thing, and you must not suffer it to live.
Yeah, it is.
And you completely disregard all the guards. Because they're worthless.
That's true. Well, once they figure out that he's impervious to their swords, they may start trying other things.
Like the bastard on
salt.
Punch him!
Does he attack?
Huh?
Does he attack, or is he standing there right now?
Right now, he's just standing, watching you with the guards.
Doesn't matter.
He's not moving to attack yet.
Hello there, feller.
Gucci.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the guards.
Okay.
8.
Luckily, you've already discharged that Pavlok.
Wear yourself out.
Roll the damage.
Doesn't really matter.
3.
As long as it's at least... No! That one's still alive!
Okay.
Your sword isn't, like, piercing or anything, is it?
Long sword. +1 damage.
Oh, +1 damage, so 4.
Yay!
So you kill him. His armor had saved him for a second.
Okay.
Oh, that did it.
Okay, so I'm down to 3.
Now you're down to 3, and that's when the vampire lunges.
Okay. Well, as he lunges, I grab my rod of magic missile.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so, what's the move to cast a spell? Is plus intelligence?
Yes.
Okay, roll it.
Wait, the rod, you have to cast it? It's
get
not
off
like,
me, bro.
It's not a cat. It's just an automatic, I thought.
What am I going
to
do about
that? No, you get to roll.
You may not know how it works. You see.
And I fail epically.
Focus on the ghost.
Okay, so.
Misfire into the pocket.
So, you hit him with the magic missile. Go ahead and roll the damage for it.
Wait, you're still allowing the hit.
Yeah, because I'm gonna make my hard move as well.
Okay.
4.
So he takes 4. And he takes
that
all 4.
That obviously doesn't kill him.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But he definitely didn't like it.
Well, I'm glad he didn't like it.
I don't have any stats for this guy, so I'm going to make some up. Don't you just love it when he does that? I mean, isn't it just...
I'm going to die in here!
You're not dead yet.
I mean, there was an opportunity for me to come in and poke my head in and see what's going on.
No, you're
reading like, body parts. Yeah, like, you've been abandoned by both of the people that were supposed to come help you, so don't blame me if you die.
I'm not.
And you're immune to half of the people in the room, so...
I know, and I'm...
More than half,
so...
There's 4 people in the room, and I'm immune to 3 of them.
This brothel abomination, I mean...
However... He gets his claws into you, doing 5 damage.
Boom. I got 3.
There's no modifier.
No modifier on this guy. He's weak.
Oh, he's a
he's a vampire.
Three armor, so I'm taking 2.
Yep.
He's a whelp.
Yep. He's a vampire whelp.
More whelps.
23.
Whelps.
Okay, so 23. Three. I'm not
so
concerned at all.
I am still focused on the vampire at this point.
Okay.
Do you even know what's going on? I thought you were still downstairs.
No. I'm just if I hear anything. Nobody's yelling for help.
Yeah, you heard the breaking glass upstairs, maybe, and then...
10.
10. Deal your damage. Mess him up.
2.
2.
+1.
No, that is +1.
Oh, that was
+1. Yeah, 2's with the +1.
You rolled really well.
No, not so much. Here, you can have that one.
All right, so at this point, the guards have... Now, after several times applying their swords with completely null effects,
they're gonna change tactic.
He's away. Yeah, I'm trying to decide what their backup plan would be.
You know what? With these the hilt?
These are guys with the thieves guild. They pull out saps.
Okay.
And go to try and brain you with them.
No self-respecting thief is without a sap.
Oh, man, you gotta be carrying the blackjack.
Yep, exactly.
Great, but they're only rolling like a 4 on a d4 on that, right? Because that ain't nothing.
That's how badly you roll.
Still more damage than they were doing with them swords.
I could just say they knock you unconscious.
Oh. Yep.
You roll a 6, I could just knock you out.
Remember, Jim, there's no brakes on the rape train.
Great, so... I'm still on the vampire.
You are still on the vampire. Vampire ho. Oh, wow.
12.
Yep, that's going to hurt.
8.
Ooh, that's a dead vampire.
Oh! Yes! Unfortunately.
So, as you slice through him, and he, like Blade Vampire style, just like, and ashes and dead, and gone.
Okay, at this point,
isn't it daytime?
I turn. To the other 3.
Yeah, that's why he was all wrapped up in cloth and stuff to keep him shaded from the window.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And I point out to all 3 of them that I am the law.
Roll it. Is that a move?
Judge Dredd.
Yeah. So, that would be a 9, 10.
10.
Okay. And they choose 1.
So, when you give an NPC
and I tell them to stand down.
So
stand down or die.
They're going to
divine authority.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Well,
so they can either do what you say, back away cautiously, and flee. I think they've got to back away cautiously and flee.
Let's step
outside.
They've seen me kill a vampire.
Right, you killed the vampire.
I killed 2 of them and a vampire.
They couldn't hurt you with swords. You're some kind of god.
And they're standing there with a sap, and it's like. Maybe not so much.
Yeah, they sort of back towards the doors. So at this point, you guys downstairs.
Your weapons.
Didn't they lock the door? Just saying.
They're locked from the inside. So they unlock the
pants.
So they go running out.
And just go. So as soon as we're flooded,
you hear footsteps going past outside the door.
Those wolves won't be able to get.
But now it's time for me to beat and get the hell out of Dodge, because they're not going to stay.
And do we hear any of this downstairs?
You heard the window break.
We'll see how.
And now you hear footsteps running
towards the portal that I opened up, or disarm the trap of convenience.
So your friends have been gone for a while. At least I assume.
Where did they go? Well, I mean, yeah.
You all walked in together. One guy went out that back door there. The other one kind of.
As you see, 3 guys come running down the stairway that those 2 went up, like seeming like they're running away from something.
And I just kind of go like this.
They seem a little shaken.
How many people seem like they're working? Did we determine a number?
Oh, you mean in the room down here?
Yep.
A handful. Some of them left. A minute ago, and went into the back room, so there's less in here now than there used to be. There's, I don't know, a handful, 5, maybe.
And how many of us are still in the building?
Well, let's see.
Me? Is it just me?
Downstairs, you mean?
Well, in the building. Within a turn or so, if they needed to come.
you and the bard are downstairs. You know that Lanith, Wesley, and Hadrian all went upstairs. So, I mean, they've got to be up there somewhere, right?
Upstairs.
Well, I did hear a crashing window.
True, you're not sure who that was.
Right, I don't know exactly what happened
happened
there.
So I
see them run downstairs in somewhat of a panic. I know that these guys went up the stairs, and I just go, yep, you may want to duck.
Oh, God.
This happens from time to time.
What if I want a goose instead?
And
I want a rack of lamb.
And I plan on doing... 2 things, but separated by a few seconds to see what happens.
Okay. What's the first?
The first...
Do tell.
...thing is to do a prestidigitation. It's one of my cantrips.
Yep.
I'm not actually sure whether or not I have to roll for the cantrip.
You still have to roll to cast it.
So I'm going to roll for the prestidigitation cantrip, see what happens. And what I really want to happen is... for this illusion that I create to rise up above as large as I can make it, which is as large as myself.
Okay.
And I would like it to say, everybody leave now.
Okay. Good.
Hey, how convenient.
Hey, how about that? I got a 9.
Alright.
I completely forget prestidigitation.
Right, so that's your only prestidigitation for the day, but you totally pull it off.
Everybody leave.
What does it look like? It just looks like it's, you, or...
No, it's... Big it's scary. Menacing. A big with a, the hood, and it's got flaming hands.
Everybody leave now!
Yep, pretty much that. And I wait for a second to see how many people actually get out of the way.
Right, a large portion of the crowd now begins to scatter.
I'm just going to stand back and watch what he does.
You absolutely can do that. There's a couple of that came running downstairs that have sort of stopped, and they're like, what the hell? And a couple of the guys that you had pointed out that you had kind of spotted in the crowd do not get up and run. Instead, they get up and draw weapons from
How hidden. Close are they together?
They're kind of scattered. Like, the three guys that just came down the stairs are together, and then there's like one, two, three other guys kind of spaced out around the room.
Those three guys are in trouble.
Yeah, those three guys are together.
Okay.
Leave some for me.
You'll get there. Those three guys are in trouble.
Yeah? Why?
Because I see a fireball in their future.
Well, that's right. Not enough is on fire yet. I knew that was the one thing we were missing from tonight. Is
we have sketching.
I have absolutely used magic to cause terror and fear now.
Yes, you totally have.
Jeez. I will tap one of my
Gallagher, you're going to burn down my guild? Tapping a luck and charging up the Hadouken?
Boxcars!
Oh,
my
god! So much fire!
There's nothing to fire.
Theoretically, what does that do to them? Just so I know, mechanically wise.
Oh.
I will double the targets.
Yep, that sounds right.
So I will cast it at those three and at least one of the other.
Alright, so what does the fireball say it does?
It's 2d6 boom, ignoring boom, armor.
2d6 ignoring armor. Alright, so.
Freaking fire.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.